What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I was calling you for a very special friend of mine who just about 3 weeks ago contracted a virus from someone else. And it has just been progressive, very, very progressive. And so it turned into a situation where that he needed to get medication, pharmaceutical drugs, which are not really in my favor, but it is what he did. And upon, I think he got things like they gave him prednisone and something that with codeine and another one. Okay, so after he started taking that, what happened is that he started hiccuping. So I'm thinking that that was a reaction to the drugs that they had him on. Anyway, the hiccups, from me looking it up, are intractable hiccups. I mean, they have been going on for now. He's had them for now a week. They're almost nonstop. So then he went back up to emergency, and they gave him something that would relax the diaphragm. Anyway, it's become very, very serious. He went to emergency room already twice this week, and I was just wondering what you may know or what you might could recommend. Me, I do all natural medicine myself. Matter of fact, I go to your clinic in Tukwila. And so is there anything you can, any advice that you can give? And what do you know about intractable hiccups and a cure for that?
Yes, ma'am. And I got this one from the British medical journal called The Lancet.
What
they published?
You said you got it from where?
A British medical journal. It's called Lancet, or The Lancet, depending on how you look at it. Anyway, they published a letter to the editor, it was years and years ago, about how to cure hiccups in the large majority of individuals. And it had to do with something you'll find down at your bar. You see, he should have gone to the bar rather than the emergency room. And I don't mean the legal bar. I mean the actual, you know, bar where you can find a bartender.
Okay.
This is so well known that I'm looking at a website here that says, a bartender's remedy for hiccups. Now, Angostura bitters just happens to be an alcohol-containing bitter substance. Here we go. Bartender's Secret Hiccup Cure. That's one little title. Angostura is spelled this way, so you can go read all this stuff yourself, ma'am. A-N-G-O-S-T-U-R-A.
Okay, hold on. Wait, a little bit too fast. A-N-G-O.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. S-T-U-R-A.
S-T-U-R-A?
Yep, S-T-U-R-A. And then bitters. They taste bitter. And you put Angostura bitters and hiccups into your search engine. I did that for fun. I already got this from The Lancet years ago. I've worked with people who've tried it. It almost always works. But just for fun, I put it in the search engine. And here comes a bitter medicine cures the hiccups from New York Times, a bartender's secret hiccup cure, how to stock hiccups, cures that actually work from bartenders. And almost all of it has to do with Angostura bitters and getting rid of your hiccups, ma'am. And they even give you the bartender's recipe right there online, how to do it.
Oh, okay. And what website did you go to?
I didn't. I just put it in the search engine. Angostura bitter. Oh, by the way, I don't use Google anymore. They follow us everywhere. So I use DuckDuckGo. They're just as good, and they don't follow you anywhere. But
okay,
whatever.
Let me go over the spelling real quickly. Make sure I have it. A-N-G-O-S-T-U-R-A, bitters.
Uh-huh.
And hiccups.
There you go. You'll find it.
And you said there's a recipe there?
Well, how does the bartender do it? Let's see. He does it with a slice of lemon and so on. Anyway, it's online, ma'am. And again, I know this all sounds silly coming from bartenders, but I originally got it from the medical journal called The Lancet, and it still works.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright. We'll try it.
Give it a try. One thing you can't do is hurt yourself much with it. It's got a little alcohol in it, but then many of us drink a little of that from time to time.
whatever, as long as it works, it'll be fine.
Okay.